I like that, Medved. He's a reasoned thinker, much like Congressman Don Manzullo, a returning guest to the show. Hi, Congressman. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. I received your email yesterday, and right there the headline said, 3 million more Americans out of work on the first anniversary of the failed stimulus bill. So I said $847 billion. It's actually $862 billion, which is down, some would say, the rat hole. So let's make you president here for the sake of our conversation. Welcome to the show, President Manzullo. Now, what do we do now? Should we throw good money after bad? What can we do with the next almost $1 trillion?
Well, the first thing to do is realize that government does not create jobs. Government can destroy jobs, such as cap and trade, which if it passed would have destroyed about 3 million jobs. The massive government-run health care, which if passed would have killed about 5 million jobs. And allowing the EPA to exercise jurisdiction over carbon emissions. So you can't have these job-killing bills and then threaten about raising taxes on everything, then turn right around and say, oh, I've been in office for 1 year, and now I'm going to concentrate on jobs. If I were the president, at the beginning I would have said, look, government cannot create jobs. We can create the environment in which jobs can grow. So out of that, we're going to have tax incentives that really work for small businessmen. So, for example, they could buy equipment as opposed to paying taxes, reducing the cost of health care through meaningful things such as tort reform and associated health plans to allow small businesses
okay.
to join together.
I get all that, Congressman, but we can use our last $1 trillion as an amazingly expensive teaching moment, but right now, how do you get people back to work on the job beginning at 7 and working right through till 5?
All right, what the president has to do is send a message to the business community that he's not going to insist on cap and trade and not going to insist on government-run insurance because those are disincentives.
Mm-hmm.
The second of all is he can actually take and use money to restart the supply chains of manufacturing. And you do that by, for example, leveling the international playing field. I've been working on a lot of issues that, for example, this past year we've been able to bust through to sell more aircraft parts overseas,
mm-hmm.
to create a more friendly business environment, and then by lowering the barriers of trade, by making it easier to do business, that puts more people back to work, that creates more demands in the economy, literally lands on its own feet.
Well, I think that's a great idea. Let me go take you back to the cap and trade thing, and also the health care plan. Okay, they're dead. Can the president risk totally risk offending his far left constituency by saying, okay, we're going back to a starting point here, or is that a non-starter for him?
Those bills are not dead. They passed the House. They're sitting over there in the Senate. The Senate's talking about instead of using the traditional 60 votes, going back to the non-traditional majority votes because they lost control over 60 votes. And ramming through, for example, health care and cap and trade. I wouldn't put anything past the liberals who still insist upon having those bills done.
He'd be crazy to do that, though. He'd get killed.
Well, you know what? There's a philosophy out there that says, many people say that the Democrats are willing to lose their majority just to get through a massive social changes such as the health care bill, which would impact 1/6.
But can't you revoke that? I mean, if they did that, people would be so incensed and so out of their minds, they'd lose all their power, and the next Congress could rescind that, couldn't they?
It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult, John, to rescind a massive bill to redo 1/6 of the economy. I mean, even the stimulus bill that passed last year had a big provision in it that really set up national-run health care.
Congressman Don Manzullo joining us. How do you feel about Joe Biden saying yesterday, well, we never expected the stimulus package to work very quickly. It's supposed to be rolled out in phases. Are you buying that spin?
Well, it sounds truthful. Joe, I've been around him for years. He says a lot. Once in a while, he lands upon a pearl, and that really makes sense. But the problem, John, is that only 5% of that stimulus bill was really aimed at job-creating infrastructure.
Yeah, that's a problem.
The rest was a vehicle for non-creating social spending.
Congressman, how much have we spent out of that $862 billion? How much has made it through the pipeline now?
I think about a third. I mean, no one really knows because it's very hard to figure out where the money's going. I mean, there's some outrageous things such as $390,000 to study the relationship between malt liquor and marijuana use.
I would say I could tell you right now for $5 they're connected.
It is. 100 people got paid $45 a day by the University of New York at Buffalo to sop up $390,000. That's why people are upset.
I know. Well, is there any way of turning the spigot down in the last two-thirds of this then, or is that already...
Well, there is. I'm on a bill that says, look, let's lift the stimulus, take it, apply that towards debt reduction.
What about a suspension of, just to get people back to work and hired, a suspension of payroll taxes for a while? A payroll tax holiday?
I'm looking at anything that will get the people back to work. One of the problems that we see is I do most of my work on manufacturing, because that's where the real jobs are, because... You know, we have to manufacture our way out of this recession, not buy our way out of it. I see manufacturers that, in fact, I'm going to be visiting one in an hour today, a food processor that has orders, desperately needs to add on to its facility, can add a lot of employees, but because of the harsh federal regulations on lending, simply can't get a loan.
Is there any way, and I sound like a crazy for saying this, but is there any way to somewhat guarantee that our stimulus tax dollars stay in America and go to American companies?
Well, if the present Buy American laws were followed, there still would be plenty of American demand to fulfill those products. I mean, I was at an expo this past weekend looking at, you know, those plastic drinking cups?
I thought Expo went out of business. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I mean, this was Expo in Marengo. It's,
gotcha.
It's a town meeting that has, or a town facility that has all kinds of booths. And I found there's an insulated plastic cup still made in America.
Wow, it's amazing. I mean, I don't know if I'm wearing one stitch of clothing that's made in America, I'm ashamed to say.
Well, there are hats, there are a lot of things that are still made in America. But you know what we have to do? Is we have to sit down, take a look at what's the thing that government can do to get people back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that hard. If you take a look at, well, for example, I came up with something called the American Jobs Agenda. It puts together a bunch of pieces. We should have real tax incentives, reduce the cost of health care, reduce energy costs, level the international playing field, and export more. And I've spent a lot of time on enhancing American exports. In fact, this whole past Congress, we worked on a bipartisan basis to do that.
Yeah, I've seen that. I think I commend you for that. I think that's a great issue for you, and I appreciate your concern on that particular issue. Congressman, our remaining moments, what's the update on Thompson, which sits in your district? Do you think now that with the Obama administration saying, okay, we're not going to try these guys in lower Manhattan, is it a foregone conclusion they're coming here?
Well, people were laughing at me and actually calling me names such as fearmonger, etc.
I apologize for that.
No, not you. Not you. But until Christmas Day.
Yeah, I know.
People realized, or I call them spy agencies for lack of a better name, all 16 of them simply are not coordinated, that the man got through the process, and Brennan is under tremendous pressure from Democrats and Republicans to resign because he... Instead of working hard on the issue, he writes an op-ed that says terrorists are not 100 feet tall. They are 100 feet tall when they're looking into the top towers of the twin in New York City.
Yeah. I mean,
why would you say something like that?
No, because he's a buffoon.
Well, it's because they're trying to politicize everything, and there are a lot of good people that are left in our intelligence agencies. But to sit there and to try to politicize everything and to try to respond by saying that Americans are overdoing their fear, for lack of a better words, of terrorism, that's not the right message to send.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it at that for this morning. Thanks so much for your time
Thank
and
you
continue good
later.
Work. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Don Manzullo, Congressman, Illinois here. 720.